Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
Today, we'll be visiting with Katie Stamm, Miss America.
Katie Stamm, how are you?
I am doing good this morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, well.
It has been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah, I miss you at market sometimes. Well, I thank you for calling in this morning. First off, Katie, let's talk about your winning night. When you first heard and realized that you were Miss America, what went through your mind?
I don't remember what I was thinking, but I remember what I was feeling. And just imagine every positive emotion all at once rushing through your body, just pure adrenaline. It honestly is the moment that your dreams come true. I mean, in every essence of the word. So, because this is something I've wanted to do since I was a little girl. Like I said, I don't remember what I was thinking, but I remember what I was feeling, and I hope that everyone has a chance to feel that.
Your parents, have you had a chance to talk to them about what they thought when they first realized that, wow, our Katie is Miss America?
You know, I don't know if they still get it. Every once in a while, I think it still hits us all. Because, you know, the second that you receive the title, you're off and running for an entire year, and by the time that you finally get to wind down and settle in and really start to think about what you've done, it's already over. So, you know, I think that they were the same as me. I think it was just pure overjoy, and I think it still is hitting them little by little every single day.
You know, and I've spoken to many of your predecessors over the years, and we always talk about the extended travel and how much time you actually spend on the road.
I mean, I've been gone ever since January 15th, which was the day I left for the pageant. So, I mean, I got a couple days over Easter. I'll get 2 days at Thanksgiving and then some time off at Christmas. I don't know how much yet. But, I mean, other than that, I have been on the road every single day since January 15th. So, I mean, this job is more than a full-time job. I mean, you work 7 days a week. You don't get sick days. You get very little vacation, but you only have 1 year to do it, and you really need to cherish that 1 year. And yeah, you'll be overworked and exhausted, but you can look back at it and say that you did it, you accomplished it, and it was the best year of your life.
And again, with all your extended travel and not having any days off, what one travel experience stands out in your mind?
You know, as far as travel experience, I think I'd have to say my trip overseas to Germany to visit with our military. It was the very first time I had ever been out of the country, period. And so I'd definitely say as far as travel experience, that was it. But as far as experiences in general that were my favorite, it's so hard to choose just one, because everything is so different and everything is so wonderful and unique in its own way. And I'd never done it before. Gone over to Germany, going to such a historical place, truly just was an amazing experience, and I hope to go back someday.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, going over to visit the troops, how was your reception from the troops?
Amazing. They are just so welcoming to you because you took a moment to come and see them. They just want people to appreciate them because they don't need somebody to take sympathy on them for what they're going through. They don't need somebody to, you know, say, I'm sorry for what you're going through. They just want somebody to say thank you. They just want somebody to say, we appreciate you. I asked them while I was over there, I said, you know, all over the country, I've run into different events where people are getting together and they're putting together these care packages, thank you letters, and then just, you know, memorabilia from the state to kind of bring a little bit of home to them. And I said, do you get those? Do they mean, you know, What do you feel whenever you get them? And they said those are the best things that they could ever get because it just shows us what he's thinking of them. And that's all they want. That's all they want. So it truly is amazing, the response that we got from over there, just because we took some time to spend with them. We traveled, you know, 12 hours just to fly over there and say hello and spend 5 days with them, and they just loved it. And if I had it to do all over again, I absolutely would in a heartbeat.
It's a truly wonderful experience.
Absolutely.
The Miss America organization is known as the largest scholarship provider for women in the world. What has it meant to you being involved with the Miss America organization?
It doesn't matter what you dream, how big you dream. as long as you know what you need to do in order to accomplish that dream, you can do it. That's what it means for me. As a three-year-old growing up on a farm, taking care of dairy cattle down in southern Indiana, thinking I want to be Miss America someday. But then not just thinking I want to be Miss America, but say, you know, if I really want to do this, what do I need to do in order to get there? And then putting that plan in place and then finally accomplishing that. I mean, it truly means that just dreams come true. Doesn't matter where you come from, who you are. As long as you dream and you know how you're going to get there, you can do it. So that's what it means for me.
How about the scholarship money?
Scholarship money is absolutely phenomenal. You know, that's the thing about the organization that separates us from any other organization out there. That plus, you know, 100 other things that I could ramble off, but I think the scholarship is number one. It is the difference why the girls compete for the title, why we have been able to uphold the integrity of our organization for 89 years now. It's why all the former Miss Americas go on to do such amazing things, like Gretchen Carlson, 89, going on to become a co-host of Fox and Friends. Lee Merriweather going on to have a very successful acting career. Looking at just former Miss Americas being able to do so much because of that scholarship money, they were able to get a great education and then live out their other dreams of what they wanted to do as far as their career and what they wanted to do as far as their family as well. So, I mean, like I said, that's the thing that separates us the most from other organizations. That's what we are so proud of, and that's what we will continue to uphold in this organization, that it is first and foremost about the scholarship.
And to be commended. Now, I know that you're in Orlando, and I believe that you're meeting with the Children's Miracle Network down here, am I correct?
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about Children's Miracle Network and what involvement the Miss America organization has with them?
Sure. Well, CMN, as we like to call it is a nonprofit organization that provides funds for hospitals so that they can do different things. They can do research, they can provide new technology, they can provide better child life programs, or they can just go to help pay the bills of patients there. The amazing thing about our hospitals in this country is that they will never turn away a child, regardless of their ability to pay, regardless of what illness or sickness they have. And I think that that is something a lot of people don't realize. And every single year, because of this no child turned away policy, if you will, they actually end up giving billions and billions of dollars in uncompensated care every single year. I don't remember the exact number from last year, but it's in the billions. CMN funds basically go to these 170 hospitals in order to balance, to counteract this uncompensated care. And, you know, last year, CMN raised over $240 million. $240 million is so much money. But then you think of the several billions that was used in uncompensated care, and it seems like such a small percentage. And that's why this organization is so important, because we have to be able to provide these hospitals with the funds that they need so that we can provide our children with better quality care, so that we can have 17 million success stories every single year, so that we can, you know, get these kids better faster and then just have them go on to being kids again. So that's why it's so important. That's why this work is absolutely instrumental. My job as Goodwill Ambassador for this organization, I get to meet with the kids face-to-face in these hospitals. I've visited close to 30 this year, and I get to meet these kids and their families, learn their stories, and then share it with the world. And I always tell people, I say, you know, obviously we're in tough economic times, and if you can't support this cause financially or monetarily, support this cause by loving it, by volunteering at a hospital, by telling someone else about it. Because the more that we spread the awareness, the more that we just share with others, the more help we're going to be able to provide for these kids and these families.
Excellent. Are there any other noteworthy partnerships you'd like to discuss?
Absolutely. We actually, brand new, just signed on board with a company called Nature's Bottles, and it's a brand new water bottle company that really is going to revolutionize our country. You know, we're getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of plastic bottles, and the crazy part about that is that every single water bottle that has ever been made in the last 100 years is still with us. 60 million water bottles go into a landfill in a day, 40 billion in a year. And, you know, not only do they, you know, fill up our landfills, but whenever they start to degrade, they're emitting these harmful methane gases into our atmosphere. And so, you know, they're so negative for our environment in so many different ways. And with this new water bottle, it's made from plants, not oil. So whenever it does biodegrade, it's not going to emit any harmful gases into our environment. And on top of that, it goes away in 27 days. So it's not going to fill up our landfills. It's not going to, you know, go into our water. It's not going to clog our oceans or our water streams. It's not going to do any of that. It truly is a revolutionary water bottle, and we're so looking forward to introducing that, because I know that as soon as we introduce it into our economy, it's going to completely revolutionize the way that people think, and it's going to revolutionize what we can do for our environment.
Again, another kudo. Couple of months. We're going to be hitting in January, and your year of service is going to come to an end.
Yeah.
Has it hit you yet, or have you even given it any thought?
Slowly hitting me, because I slowly have to start planning for life after this year, and that's why it's starting to hit me. So, you know, it's starting to think about, you know, having to buy a car because I don't have one, and having to get an apartment because I don't have a place to live right now, and then moving and looking at, you know, what am I going to do for income? What is going to be my job? Finishing school, all of that, and so all of the planning has started. It's in the process. But in the preliminary process right now. So, you know, it's starting to hit me. I'm getting really excited and really anxious to go back home. But I also understand that I have 2.5 months left of being Miss America. So I really need to focus on that and not get too ahead of myself, because I don't want these 2.5 months to go by the wayside. I want to enjoy them, and I want to fully take advantage of them. And I'm planning to.
So school is in the future, possibly.
It is. I have one semester left of school, so I'm not going to be going back right away, but I'm looking forward to going back and getting my degree and looking at furthering my education, possibly in grad school or just going after another undergraduate degree in a different field. You know, education is so vital to have a successful future, and, you know, having the blessing of $50,000 in scholarship is huge. How many people get to say that they graduated from college debt-free? Well, I'm one of them. I'm part of that small percentage, and I'm so thankful for that, and just really looking forward to utilizing that scholarship money and bettering myself through education.
What advice would you give to any one of the thousands of young ladies across the country who are thinking about becoming involved with the Miss America organization?
I'd say do it. What have you got to lose? To compete for the title, it costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. I mean, I know I just wore a swimsuit that I already had, a dress that I already had, an interview suit that I already had. I did all of those things. You know, it will cost you nothing if you just go into it saying, you know, why not just give this a try? And the chances of you coming home with a scholarship are really good. So give it a try. You've got nothing to lose.
Right. And I agree with you. You're a member of a very exclusive sorority, a Miss America. In January, another young lady will join your sorority. What advice will you personally give to her?
To soak it all in. When you said that, I kind of got goosebumps. You know, because it's so true. You know, 84 women have ever held the title, and we're getting ready to add another one here in 2.5 months. And, I mean, that is a very exclusive sorority that you're talking about, and it's one that we're very, very proud and honored to be a part of. I think I would just tell her, just soak it all in. Soak it all in. I think my best advice for her year, is just have a positive attitude in everything that you do. And in the days where you think that you just can't do it again, where you think that I just want to stay in bed, I don't want to get up at 6 and then, you know, have an 18-hour day in front of me, those days when you think that, just think about the 14,000 women who wanted to be in your position. And think about how many millions before you wanted to be in your position but were not able. You were the one they chose. And it is such a distinct honor and privilege to be in that position. And just try to have as positive an attitude as possible, because then you will truly enjoy the experience.
Good. What's next? Where are you up to today?
We are actually, I'm going to go to Disney World.
See the mouse.
Exactly. Why not?
Well, shake his hand for me while you're down there.
I will.
And again, it's been wonderful talking to you. I can't wait to see you in Vegas. You know, I was hoping to catch up with you a couple times during the year. You know, since I know you personally and have for a couple of
Yeah.
years, it was, I was like, ooh, almost had a prom time model with me here. Close, so
Funny.
close.
That's true. That's very
Yeah.
true. Well, Carl, you take care, and we will see you in Vegas in just a couple of months.
I look forward to it, and I want you to come by and sign your cover poster for me.
That sounds good.
Okay, you give everybody my best. Have a
I
wonderful day
will.
here in Orlando today. Keep warm and keep dry.
We will. Thanks so much, Carl. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.